everyone, and welcome to the Campus Hustle and Side Dreams podcast. I'm your host, Sethu Mbangeni, which I am happy to be joined by my co-host, Karabo Mahlangu.
Mwenba Pula Puli, thank you for having me today, Sethu. I'm Ukarabo Mahlangu, Umkweza Nekampeta, and I will be your co-host for today's episode.
Thank you, Karabo, for joining us today. In our episode, we will dive deep into the entrepreneurial and creative spirit within RMR, focusing on students who balance academics and side hustles with artistic pursuits or passion projects. This theme strongly connects with our listeners because many of you guys have challenges of juggling multiple commitments while striving for personal and professional growth. Stick around, you might get inspired to start your own side hustle.
From the books to the business, students are the movement.
Campus Hustle and Side Dreams,
where ambition meets creativity.
And every dream starts right here at Rose.
Keep dreaming, keep hustling, and keep thriving.
This is RMR 89.7 FM. You know, university life ne comes with ama commitments, ama ning quotas.
Yeah.
And for ama student who has still, the challenge is even bigger.
Mm.
And they have to balance ama lectures, ama assignments, and also ama exam while barana ama what's this? Ama small business wabo.
Yeah.
And also ama passion projects. And abanye guys, they by yenzela for inakunja, what's this? Imali and abanye bayenzela for independence. And abanye futhi. Bayenza because they enjoy it, guys, and lenta bayenza. So, but again, no matter the reason, le yonke, no matter what lenta bayenza, the reason the reason why bayenza, the struggle is yafana finding a balance between academics and the side dream, campus in.
True. And yeah, because of these financial difficulties that they have, that force them to start as the side hustles that they have, you know, you find that students have little time for themselves. So by launching businesses, yes, they are counteracting their financial problems, you know, but at the same time, they're also demonstrating their ability to create their own future. You know, youth agency, I think that's what they call it these days.
And for Zibapinde, I'm a student, guys, I'm a different reasons why I buy and to axinoma. Akusukuthi wonke lo muntu ohasilayo wenza this hustling thing for a reason one. Abanye bayenzela for imali, abanye bayenzela for let's for example let's say njengoba uyenzela for imali, you do ufuna ukuthenga idata because of self-funded phela kids.
Yeah.
And then you do it for ukudla and transport, and then abanye they do it for independence.
Yeah.
Not always asking imali to support from my parents and stuff like that. And then, more than imali, guys, even, what's this? More than imali, these hustles help my student with alini balance and even a discipline, nokuba creative while shaping student life.
True. And another reason that I would like to put forward in terms of like why students maybe would hustle, right, or want to pursue hustling is the standard of living that we have in Makanda. I know it's a South Africa thing, but also Makanda prides themselves in being like a student town. So you find that like the rental places, the prices are ridiculous.
Bro,
for students who are going to get like 5 point something from NSFAS, minus say 4,000 and something for e-rent. And then what do you have left?
Understand.
You still need the toiletries. You still need to look good. You still need to eat.
Struggle.
Guys, where's the money?
Struggle.
Where's the money? So, yeah, but all in all, I do think that you were right to say in saying that, like, it does build their character, you know, it showcases how the students take agency of themselves, you know, and really want to pursue the education as comfortably as possible.
Oh,
And now, for an exciting part of our podcast, we are going to hear from our student entrepreneurs themselves. Our JMS2 students interviewed entrepreneurial students and freelancers about how they balance lectures, assignments, and their passion.
At Rhodes University, hustling has become a way of survival. Many students take up side businesses, doing hair, nails, or barbering, not only to earn money, but also to build independence and follow their passions. Yet behind the buzz of clippers and the smell of hair products, there is always the weight of assignments, deadlines, and exams. How do they make it all work?
Hi, my name is Tumisa Mama. I have a hair salon business, but I call it a wash bar. In my wash bar, I offer embroidering services, like I embroid contours, braids. I also wash people's hair or blow out like a relaxing hair.
Kamalam ngu Sivage After, sugai by uchaya by side hustle yam.
My name is Sivage After. I come from Kabera. Being a papa is my side hustle.
My name is Nautile Kaliza, and I am a beginner nail and lash tech.
For Tumisa, what is now a proper business began in a very personal way. Looking after her own hair, she didn't plan to start a salon. But when her friends saw how well she could style and wash hair, they began asking her to do theirs. Before long, what started as a casual routine turned into an opportunity.
I used to do my own hair. It's either washing it or blowouting it. So my friends saw that I can actually do hair. Like they saw that I have this talent of doing hair. So they stopped going to a salon and they asked me to do their own hair. That's how I discovered that I actually have a talent on doing hair.
This is a familiar story for many Rhodes hustlers. A hobby becomes a hustle. A skill becomes a side income. Sive, a student barber, also discovered that what he learned at home could be turned into something bigger on campus.
From the time I first learned how to cut, I used to always observe my uncle when he was cutting his hair, and I would finish off for him. That's where it all began. This thing I took as my side hustle, which is part of my hustle. And when I got to Rhodes University, I told myself that I would continue with the dream I call my own.
For others, like Nautile, the motivation came from a desire for independence and a chance to turn passion into profit. Her love for nails and lashes grew into a small business she could run while studying.
I initially started this business as a way of gaining a sense of independence and earning extra cash since I'm a student. I had a strong passion for nails and lashes, and I realized that many students at Rhodes University needed affordable beauty services.
Passion is one thing, but balancing that with deadlines and assignments is another. Each student we spoke to admitted that time management is one of the toughest challenges of running a business while studying full time.
Okay, sometimes back on these records in the equipment because they're quarantined in Sakaban Cab, Umchini, Amoshakali, Espagatin in Sakab, so often and the refund, Umdu Lebend in Cabang, the Dimniki Malaki Peg, Yabo, because I faulty at the end, Yabo. So, but then I'm using the machine, plus in the spray in the struggle issues for man because and also and go in as first funded. So, Funantibani is a panapa. And kungukunda kwazunda zama manager inanze ku academics plus nene le side hustle yam dzama uzidibanisa zwithu although zinzima cause isikolo naso ngapha sifake pressure plus nangapha abantu bazithi bazochaba fumaniseke ne test and kungukani kwazi jikisa customer yabo so funa dzama uthini prioritize yabo sacrifice
Sometimes I struggle with equipment. I might be cutting someone's hair and the clip breaks in the middle of the haircut. So I have to refund the person and give them their money back because it's not their fault. It's my fault in the end. Things like clips and spray I struggle to get because I'm not NSFAS funded. So I have to make a plan. I always try to manage academic and my side hustle. I try to combine the two even though it's hard because school also puts pressure on me. And on the other side, people come to get haircuts and I have a test. And now I can't turn away a custom, so I have to prioritize or sacrifice.
Balancing school and the business has not been easy. The main challenge has been time management, keeping up with exams, assignments, and classes while booking clients.
Instead of giving up, these students found ways to adapt, from setting strict schedules to using social media as a tool to attract clients. They developed strategies to keep both worlds going.
Social media, go TikTok and post ephana abantu sendibachebile ndizama nofaka iprices zam so that abantu bazabona Instagram kupages zalapha esikolweni ndizama unantsika upaste umsebenzi wam uba wonke umntu lapha ekhambasini abone uba ndim umntu ndiyakwazi ndimntu okwazi ucheba apha ekhambasini. I'm the best yabo apha ekhambasini.
What I've started doing is trying to use social media platforms like TikTok. I use to post the people I've already cut, and I also try to include my bras so that people can see them on Instagram pages here at school. I've tried to showcase my work so that everyone here on campus can see that I'm someone who knows how to cut hair on campus. As I've said, I'm the best on campus for me.
And for students who might want to start their own hustle, the advice is clear. Keep balance at the center of everything you do.
And also when you are starting your business, you need to have like to plan your day or plan your week, manage your time, and also like make a room for your personal life.
For road students like Tumisa, Sive, and Nutile, hustling is not just about making ends meet. It is about resilience, pride, and learning how to balance two demanding worlds at once.
Wow, Sethu, such powerful stories, ne? It is clear, bana, hustling is more than just about imali. It's about independence, creativity, and learning how to balance life la apa erodes.
That is so true, Karabo. Those were inspiring stories from our Rhodes students who are collaborating between creativity and balancing their studies with their side hustles. It just shows passion, their independence and their financial discipline.
And if you are already hustling, keep pushing, man, guys. And if you're thinking of starting, let this be your motivation. And just a reminder, ama academic swako always comes first. And that was our special feature put together by the JMS2 student right here on RMR 89.7 Rhodes Music Radio.
And now, Karabo, just to round up our discussion, right, from our package that we just listened to, I just want to put forward to Rhodes students who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs or tap into the business space. There is an organization, Upper Erodes, that is called SWEEP, right? And although it's about women economic empowerment, but I do think, though, that males or even other can go to the organization or participate in their events, and they can be able to be empowered in terms of, like, establishing their own businesses as students.
And I think, man, it is inspiring to see how our students are turning our challenges into our opportunities. And it's not just about imali. Lama hasila are shaping confidence, our skills, and a sense of independence that will carry them forward even after graduation. Thank you.
books to the business. Students are the movement.
Campus hustle and side dreams.
Where ambition meets creativity.
And every dream starts right here at Drove.
Keep dreaming,
keep hustling,
and keep thriving.
This is RMR 89.7 FM.
So, while student hustling can be exciting, they're not always easy. Coming up next, we have a package by the JMS2 students where they explore the creative spirit of the RMR community. In this segment, we are going to focus on how being part of RMR helps students develop their skills and prepares them.
It is more than a campus radio station. It is a space where students explore teamwork, creativity, and problem solving. Here, they do not only broadcast shows or play music, but they also learn how to turn ideas into real projects, experimenting new formats, and develop skills useful for careers and entrepreneurship.
What made me to join RMR was the love of radio and public speaking. I've always been a fan of speaking publicly, and not just being a public speaker, but also addressing certain issues that aren't often discussed or spoken about in society. And that has helped me as an individual to gain a way of being able to convey or speak about these topics which are not spoken about, to be able to accommodate all ages. I think that's the aspect of creativity that I've grown into.
Many students say that the lessons they learned at RMR go beyond presenting. The station is a space to build confidence, learn communication skills, and develop new ways to solve problems.
Yes, like I've said earlier on, that I love public speaking. So in terms of the future, I think it's going to help me to be a better presenter, to be a better person, to have a better communicating skill.
RMR in 46, a skill, I would not say innovative skill. Increase new side confidence. Because before I joined, I really didn't like uteta. Even by uba umbuzo, benumdo ovelenje, dindi pembule short, or I didn't have a uteta, and even him drunk, umdo di fake. But when they join RMR, shyness.
RMR has helped me build confidence and improve how I communicate with people. Before joining RMR, I didn't enjoy talking, but now I feel more comfortable expressing myself.
What makes RMR different from other campus spaces is the freedom it gives to students, and anyone can join, even if they are not studying journalism. Training is offered at all kinds of roles, from presenting to project management, thus making it a space where students can grow both creatively and professionally.
There's one thing which we are always told by the station manager, Sis Unati. She keeps on repeating this thing each and every day, whether physically or by text in the WhatsApp group. She will tell you that if you've got any ideas, do communicate them with me, or communicate those ideas with relevant people that are accessible to you. But she really encourages a lot of people to speak their ideas to her, and also other relevant people, as I've said.
Yeah, enjoy a man like indlela efila ngayo, like the music, like it's very good, but it's more like about the vibe. Like, e-presenters sound like friends just chatting, Jay. Like, it makes me feel relaxed while still being entertained as well. Like, I've noticed, like, they've added more variety. Like, not just music, Jay, but also, like, with topics they cover. Like, their tandem, man, like, how they talk more, like, about campus life, like, and even bring in student voices. Like, it feels more interactive now, and that really caught my attention as well.
The music trends, so as music trends, there's a help to keep up with trends that changes quickly. The content that is being issued to RMR, a content whereby students is relatable because it is a content to students.
I would say it's music trends. These music trends help us to keep up with the trend that changes quickly. The content that is broadcasted at RMR is content that is student-related too because it is produced by other students.
It rules music radio. The entrepreneur and creative spirit of listeners and students is what keeps the station alive, relevant, and inspiring for the future. Rhodes Music Radio is more than a campus radio station. It is a space where students explore teamwork, creativity, and problem solving. Here they do not only broadcast shows or play music, but they also learn how to turn ideas into real projects, experimenting new formats, and develop skills useful for careers and entrepreneurship.
What made me to join RMR was the love of radio and public speaking. I've always been a fan of speaking publicly and not just being a public speaker, but also addressing certain issues that aren't often discussed or spoken about in society. And that has helped me as an individual to gain a way of being able to convey or speak about these topics which are not spoken about, to be able to accommodate all ages. I think that's the aspect of creativity that I've grown into.
Many students say that the lessons they learned at RMR go beyond presenting. The station is a space to build confidence, learn communication skills, and develop new ways to solve problems.
Yes, like I've said earlier on, that I love public speaking. So in terms of the future, I think it's going to help me to be a better presenter, to be a better person, to have a better communicating skill.
RMR because before I joined, I really didn't like uthetha, even by uba umbuzo, benumuntu ovele nje ndiphendule shorty okanye ndingafuni kwa uthetha, ndivele ndimjonge umntu ndihleke. But ngoku ndijoyine uRMR, i-shyness nayo yonke loo nto iye yahla.
What makes RMR different from other campus spaces is the freedom it gives to students, and anyone can join, even if they're not studying journalism. Training is offered at all kinds of roles, from presenting to project management, thus making it a space where students can grow both creatively and professionally.
There's one thing which we are always told by the station manager, Sis Unati. She keeps on repeating this thing each and every day, whether physically or by text in the WhatsApp group. She will tell you that if you've got any ideas, do communicate them with me, or communicate those ideas with relevant people that are accessible to you. But she really encourages a lot of people to speak their ideas to her, and also other relevant people, as I've said.
Yeah, enjoy a man like indlela efila ngayo, like the music, like it's very good. But it's more like about the vibe. Like, it presenters sound like friends just chatting, Jay. Like, it makes me feel relaxed while still being entertained as well. Like, I've noticed, like, they've added more variety. Like, not just music, Jay, but also, like, with topics they cover. Like, they attend a man, like, how they talk more, like, about campus life, like, and even bring in student voices. Like, it feels more interactive now, and that really caught my attention as well.
The music trends, me. So, as music trends, it does help us keep up with trends that changes quickly. The content that is being issued to RMR, the content whereby students is relatable because it is a content to students.
It rules music radio. The entrepreneur and creative spirit of listeners and students is what keeps the station alive, relevant, and inspiring for the future.
From the books to the business, students are the movement.
Campus hustle and side dreams.
Where ambition meets creativity.
And every dream starts right here at Rose.
Keep dreaming, keep hustling, and keep thriving.
This is RMR 89.7 FM. On a bright side, we can't ignore Bana. These hustle give our students valuable real life skills like entrepreneurship, marketing, and also in networking, things that you don't necessarily learn in a textbook. They also provide a glimpse of a real world and equip students for real life after school.
So, Betuna, if you are thinking about starting your own hustle, it's best to keep it small and see what works. You don't need a big budget or a perfect environment. Just take the first step and develop as you go. Social media as well is an effective way to share your work and build an audience without spending money. Another thing is to collaborate with other students. That can also help you to share the workload and bring fresh ideas to the table. Also, another thing, consistency. Consistency is important. Even if your workload is heavy with lectures, homework, keeping a regular pace helps you stay visible and maintain momentum. And don't be afraid to fail. Any setback or slow week is a lesson for you to improve.
Above all, take care of yourself. Hustling shouldn't come at the expense of mental health. Your side project doesn't have to be your permanent job, but it can be a stepping stone to learning discipline and creativity. And if you really enjoy it, it could grow into something big after a graduation. Since our students are struggling with the commitments, here are the tips for starting and running a hustle without losing your mind. Start small, guys. Don't overwhelm yourself. Secondly, plan your week and use a calendar. And then collaborate with other students. And then make sure, Bana, you team up.
Promote your work as well there online. Don't neglect your studies. Set boundaries to avoid burnout. And if you follow these steps, guys, like honestly, seriously, you're on your way to succeeding in your hustle. So now, as we wrap it up, it's clear that campus hustles aren't about money. They're about creativity, independence, and growth. They teach business skills and confidence. So whether you sell clothes, write music, or starting a podcast, your hustle matters.
Thank you to all the amazing students who shared their stories with us. Remember, rest is part of the hustle too. I'm Karabo Mahlangu, your co-host, signing out.
And I'm Siphosethu Mbangeni, signing out. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep hustling, and most importantly,
keep thriving.
From the books to the business. Students are the movement.
Campus hustle and side dreams.
Where ambition meets creativity.
And every dream starts right here at Rose.
Keep dreaming, keep hustling, and keep thriving.
This is RMR 89.7 FM.